Soundings presents an unabridged recording of Lions of the Grail, written by Tim Hodkinson and read by Sean Barrett. The moral right of the author has been asserted. His performance is owned by Soundings. This book is the first in a series set during the Scottish invasion of Ireland in the 14th century, a conflict that was once described to me by a publisher as an obscure Irish war where everyone appears to be on the wrong side. When I heard that, I just knew I had to write about it. In 1314, Robert Bruce of Scotland defeated Edward II of England at the Battle of Bannockburn, ensuring the sovereignty of Scotland as a separate country. One year later, Robert's brother Edward took an army across the sea to invade Ireland, provoking a war that raged up and down the island for 4 years and continued despite the onset of one of the worst famines in European history. This is the backdrop to this novel and its successor in this series, The Wasteland. Some of the characters in this work of fiction are based on real historical figures. While the Scots' invasion of Ireland may be a bit of a historical backwater today, the players in that game were political heavy hitters. I will provide here a list of the main ones to give some context. The Scots: Robert Bruce, Robert de Bruce, Robert Ha Brius. Robert Bruce probably needs no introduction. As the names listed above show, he was a man of mixed Anglo-Norman and Gaelic heritage. Through his mother's side, he is believed to have spent part of his early life being fostered among the Gaelic nobility of Western Scotland or their cousins in the north of Ireland. On his father's side, he was related to many of the nobility of England. He began his career as a young bachelor, knight of King Edward's chamber, and fought for King Edward I of England in what is now called the First Wars of Scottish Independence. In 1302, he married Elizabeth, daughter of Richard de Burgh, the Earl of Ulster, and staunch supporter of Edward I. By doing so, he wrapped himself further into the web of allegiances and blood that crisscrossed the North Channel at the time. Robert then decided, in his own words, that he must join my own people and the nation in which I was born. Having himself crowned King of Scotland, he embarked on a long war which culminated in his decisive victory at Bannockburn in 1314. Edward Bruce, Edward de Bruce, Edubard a Brius. Edward Bruce was the Earl of Carrick, a lordship in southwest Scotland, not to be confused with Carrickfergus in Ireland. He was King Robert Bruce of Scotland's younger brother and supported his brother in the Scottish Wars of Independence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?